So earlier I set off around the Bosfield Nature Reserve in Ingleby Barrack to try and get some pictures which will win me the North East Wildlife Photographer of the Year competition. So Steve Ashton from Tees Valley Wildlife Trust is with me, and rather helpfully, a swan's come to visit us.
That's right, yes, and we've been managed to get some close-up pictures of the swan. You've been even using your iPhone to get the pictures as well, so that might be able to enter that into one of the categories. I don't know if he's going to win or not, I don't know.
It's probably not quite dramatic enough. I was rather hoping the swan might attack me,
yes,
and I'd get something in action. But I've resorted to using my phone because my camera no sooner started than it stopped working again.
A lot more people are using their phones for taking photographs these days. So we thought we would have a category that would encourage people, if they're out and about, they've got the phone with them, they can take a picture. And you never know, it's the sort of thing that if you go out deliberately to see things, you don't necessarily see things, but if you're out on a walk and you've got your phone with you, you might see something exciting and just take it out and take a picture. So that's why we included that category.
So we've just moved along to the River Tees, and I've just demonstrated two of the things you need as a photographer which I've lacked, one being patience, one being silence, because there was a nice opportunity to picture a duck preening itself with the reflection in the river, but made too much noise.
Too much noise and they swam away, yes. Yeah. So you have to, a bit of patience, being quiet when you walk up on them, obviously being in the right place at the right time, because we've just got a heron flying over now. So we were looking for the heron earlier and it's just flying and going to land in the pond. So it's been in the right place at the right time and having your camera out.
Well, that was important, yes, a moment ago as well, because we had two swans flying overhead and I missed those too.
That's true, yeah. So you have to be prepared, have your camera at all times ready, because you never know what you're going to see.
So people may well want to get new cameras, perhaps with their Christmas money. I might have to, given that mine's is broken. But once you've got the equipment, what's the secret to taking a good picture?
One thing is actually getting out and about and being prepared, so having the right clothing and things if you're going onto the nature reserves, and having your camera and a spare battery and that sort of thing as well. So it's being prepared is one thing. And then once you're out and about, thinking a little bit about what you're seeing. Snapping away is not a problem with digital, because you can take as many photographs as you want. Thinking about composition. Also thinking of the different categories, because you've got wildlife in action, so if you see something moving, you can take a picture of that, or if you get into close to something, you can get a portrait. There's also the close-up nature, so if your camera's got a macro setting, you can have a closer look at perhaps some of the reeds or some of the plants, like we were looking at the lichens earlier. So it's looking for a variety of things that you might be able to take a picture of, really.
So despite technical problems and the birds that we really wanted not actually being within my range of the shoot, I have a few pictures, mainly of swans. What did you think of my effort so far?
Some good ones though, yes, yeah. I mean, the initial ones, the birds were a bit far away, and that happens really, but you do that just to get to know your camera, and these taken on your iPhone as well. And then as the swans got nearer, I noticed you actually got a low profile, which is a good way of doing it, because you started to look up, and then you managed to get a really good one with the swans, one swan at the front, some ducks at the back, and the development behind it. So a nice one for the wildlife in its urban habitat.
So some potential, unlikely to be a winner amongst that though.
Yes, but you never know. Yes, it's worth putting one in.